Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is season 7, episode 17 I think, of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials found in Doctrine and Covenants section 18 in the week of February the 24th to March the 2nd. Today we are continuing with the study of Doctrine and Covenants 18, starting from verse 31. At this point in the revelation, the Lord has been speaking to Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer and talking about characteristics or criteria that are needed for the 12 disciples or 12 apostles that will be called. They are given the invitation to seek out these 12 and to consider who should be part of this quorum as part of the leadership of the church. Now, this revelation was given in 1829 before the church was even organized, and it's not until 1835, 6 years later, that the 12 are called. But we see here not just instructions to Oliver and David about how to seek them out and what they need to look for, but we also get this section here in verse 31, which says, "And now I speak unto you, the 12, behold, my grace is sufficient for you. You must walk uprightly before me and sin not." We have the idea that the 12 are given instructions here. Marion D. Hanks said, quote, "The Lord said, we must walk uprightly. Benjamin, near the end of his great sermon, bore testimony to the people, reaffirmed the need for faith, repentance, humility, and sincere prayer, and added, and now if you believe all these things, see that you do them. As Nephi bore his witness to the people near the end of his ministry, he delivered a great sermon on the first principles of the gospel and said, after you have gotten into this straight and narrow path, you must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect rightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. You must walk uprightly." Close quote. It is important if individuals are called, especially to callings such as the 12, but indeed other leadership callings in the church, that there is a level of humility and obedience that invites the Spirit into their lives so that they can be truly guided by the Holy Ghost. This is the idea that this is the Lord's church, and therefore those that lead it must be able to connect with heaven and to receive that guidance to help them lead and guide the church as the Saviour would. We then get here a section where the Lord is speaking about in verse 34 about how these words are from him. In verse 35 it says, "For it is my voice which speaketh them unto you, for they are given by my Spirit unto you, and by my power you can read them one to another, and save a word by my power you could not have them." The Lord's words come to us through the scriptures and from prayer, and it is by his power that these things we have. Elder Richard G. Scott said, quote, "We talk to God through prayer. He most often communicates back to us through his written word. To know what the voice of the divine sounds and feels like, read his words, study the scriptures and ponder them. Make them an integral part of everyday life. If you want your children to recognize and understand and act on the promptings of the Spirit, you must study the scriptures with them. Choose to take time to study them. Feasting on the word of God each day is more important than sleep, school, work, television shows, video games, or social media. You may need to reorganize your priorities to provide time for the study of the word of God. If so, do it." Close quote. I shared recently about when I was speaking in my ward about personal revelation, about how one of the ways we can learn how to hear revelation and hear him more easily is to read of him, read his words in the scriptures, and then we'll come to know his voice. And then I shared the statistic about how the Doctrine and Covenants that we're studying this year holds more individual words from spoken directly by the Saviour than any other standard work. And indeed, the New Testament Book of Mormon and Pearl of Great Price combined hold less words spoken directly by the Saviour than the Doctrine and Covenants. The Old Testament holds the most as Jehovah speaking, But it is an opportunity this year to get to know his words even more. And I feel like that this is a great way that we can come to know him. So obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, then you are interested in further study. I invite you not just to listen to podcasts about what is studied in these scriptures, but read them yourself as well, because it is listening and reading to the scriptures that will help us to get to know the voice of the Saviour more. Thank you so much for listening today, and until we meet again.